Welcome back to part two of the informational interview with CJ Lindsay.
That initial job search, I submitted over 800 applications. I got three interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got one really crappy part-time minimum wage paying job at like this really, really small studio that was in some dude's garage.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until I knew somebody in the industry that helped me get the job at DC.
Yes. And that's why I wanted to bring that up for everyone who's listening to this, is that's a common thing that I talk to students about all day, every day, is like, how many applications am I supposed to send out? And I tell them, you can keep track. I'm not saying don't keep track. I'm just saying you apply until you get something. There is no magical number. For some people, it's 800. For some people, it's 20. For some people, it's one. And they get lucky. And really, you also mentioned something super important, is you got into kind of the DC field based on somebody you know. The networking world it's how you get jobs. And that's what you need to be doing.
Yes. I got the job at HBO Max initially. I left DC to go to HBO Max. Because the hiring manager was connected on LinkedIn with someone that I knew at DC. So it's not even that I knew the hiring manager, but I knew that they were like close enough that I could be kind of bullish and reach out and say, hey, I'm the man, you should hire me. And he actually gave it some attention because we knew somebody mutually. So
yeah.
Neither one of the jobs that I have in the entertainment industry would I have ever gotten without actually knowing somebody. It's such a cliche, right? It's not about what you know, it's about who you know. But man, oh man, is it true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 100%. So to kind of get into what you do day to day, what does your typical day look like in the glamorous entertainment industry working for Max?
It's a good question. I laugh because... Well, one, the word glamorous, and two, this is something that when I talk to people about what I do, they're like, oh my gosh, you're a professional movie recommender. You must be watching movies all the time. And I do. Yes, I mean, I do. I am grateful for that aspect of my job for sure. But you know what I'm doing more than I'm watching movies is I'm in spreadsheets.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm organizing data and I'm looking at, click through rate and, you know, all of these boring numbers, and I am interpreting the numbers. So in my day to day, probably 80% of my day is gathering information from various sources. So we have kind of an internal, data collection. We have teams that collect data. I'm reaching out to those people. About 10% is brand management. So I have my brands that I am kind of in charge of to make sure that their brands are represented correctly on the service. So stuff like Wizarding Worlds, DC is actually one of them, TCM. So 10% reaching out to other people. And then the other 10%, so 10% of my job is the actual curating, the actual watching movies. I get to sit and watch a bunch of trailers if I haven't actually seen the movie and don't have time.
Mm-hmm.
So what everyone thinks my job is actually maybe 10% of what I do. And I'm very, very grateful for that 10%, because that's a higher ratio than a lot of people have in their jobs. So,
yeah. And that is why I wanted to ask you that question. And for those of you who are doing these informational interviews, I really recommend that question of what does your typical day look like? Because nobody's day looks the way we think it does from the outside world. Everyone, like, I would look at you and be like, oh, you're watching movies all day, you're curating things. And that's not the truth. And that's super important. So if you are looking to get into the field that CJ is in, know that 80% of your day isn't what you think it is. 90% of your day isn't what you think it is.
Yeah. And I'm curious, you know what? I'm going to throw a question to you.
Oh,
I know.
Awesome.
I know this is backwards,
please.
I'm curious what you think. True or false? If you love what you do, you don't work a day in your life.
False.
I want to know why. From your perspective, I want to know why.
I did an entire episode. So for our returning Ask John listeners, you'll know this answer, but I will give it again because I love it. I hate that quote. I hate it. I think it's done more damage. It has done more damage to the world of workers than any other quote ever, because it turns into this this mentality and this idea of, oh, I don't like 10% of my job, or I only like 10% of my job, or I only like this little part. That means I'm in the wrong job. And you miss out on all the great stuff that you're doing because you're like, oh, I'm supposed to love what I do, and it's not supposed to feel like work. So if if it ever feels like work, I must not love what I do. And that's why I hate it, because it takes out all of the good stuff. I'm going to be honest about my job. I love probably, like you said, probably 30% of it is like stuff that I am super engaged with. The other 70% is meetings that are a little bit frustrating and doing different aspects of my job that I don't necessarily love. But you can't throw out the baby with the bathwater. I don't know a better expression than that. But yeah. Please join us for part 3 of our informational interview with CJ Lindsay.